On Midwest Week, after voting for him, how do some Illinois residents feel about Donald Trump 10 months into his presidency? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Ted Gregory, reporter for the Chicago Tribune. To start with, Ted, why did you and the Chicago Tribune start looking at Henry County near the Quad Cities in relation to Donald Trump?
You know, we were very interested in generally trying to get the voices of Trump voters in the paper. And after the election, my editors kind of tapped me on the shoulder, and I'm a guy, as a general assignment reporter, who has carved out a little bit of a niche as the guy who covers the rest of the state outside of Chicago. And so they were looking for a rural county that went for W. Bush and then went Obama, and then back Republican to Trump in 2016. And so I poked around a little bit and found Henry County. And the more I looked at it, the more I thought it really is a really intriguing place. And so away I went and did my first story back just a few days after the election.
Now, you say in your latest article that Henry County illustrates the political division in Illinois and across the country. Why is that?
So, you know, in returns that came out in November, results showed that there was a distinct difference between large metro areas and rural areas. Large metro areas went heavily for Hillary Clinton. And the further out you got from those metro areas, the more folks went for Trump and counties went for Trump. Illinois, which I think is maybe the most American state in the U.S., really represented a microcosm of that. You know, you had Chicago and much of that area going pretty heavily for Hillary. And then, again, as you got out further from Chicago, you saw it change quite a bit. So it sort of illustrated not only what was going on in Illinois, but in the entire country.
And right after the election, what did the people in Henry County tell you about why they voted for president?
Well, it was a combination of things. I mean, I think they were just tired of Washington establishment that existed and has existed, and the lack of action. I think there was a strong anti-Hillary sentiment. I think they viewed Trump, like a lot of places, as a guy with business experience, with economic ideas, a guy who was willing to sort of be outspoken, and I think that resonated quite a bit. I also think that Trump's comments about support for law enforcement and military resonated a lot with those folks, as well as controlling our borders, kind of resolving a lot of the immigration issues that are out there. Those were some of the strong ones, I would say, from people back then.
And 10 months into his presidency, is there support for Donald Trump changing at all?
Well, I think it is. It's hard to say. When I went out there late last month and talked to a bunch of people, some folks who I'd spoken with before and some new folks. And what I'm seeing is that there are a couple of things that are really concerning to voters in Henry County. First is President Trump's talk of renegotiating or doing away completely with NAFTA. You know, NAFTA opened the markets of Mexico and Canada to U.S. farmers, and it's a huge economic plus for farmers. You know, there's an abundance of corn and soybean in this country. If they lose those markets, it's a real setback for them. So that was one thing that came through very clearly. Even the Republican Party chairman, who Trump supporter and was a Trump supporter, was very concerned about that. And then the second thing was immigration. Folks in Henry County, at least the ones I talked to, I don't want to make this into too much of a scientific experiment or a scientific survey, because it's not, it's just trying to get a cross-section of people. But several people I spoke with are concerned about how Trump and others are approaching immigration. They're very supportive of particularly Latino immigrants and undocumented workers in Henry County, because those folks perform a lot of the jobs and have a huge economic impact. They've settled in those communities and they've grown families and, again, sort of contributed not only economically, but, to the community fabric as a whole. And so there's a lot of concern that Trump and congressional leaders aren't really approaching this in a sensible fashion. And so they're concerned about that as well.
And how does the news media fare in their opinions? Do we come out badly or well in any of this, Ted?
They love us. You know that, Herb? They love us. No, I will say this. The folks in Henry County have been very warm and welcoming to me. They've been very open and honest with their perspective. And some of that honesty includes them taking shots at the media, which is fine. I'm completely open to that viewpoint. I mean, I think there's certainly, the media has been rough on President Trump, and some of that is the media's doing, and some of that is the sort of, kind of the energy and the approach that President Trump has to his job. But I welcome that conversation. I mean, part of my objective here with writing these stories is to get that dialogue moving, keep the open the dialogue and move it along and hopefully start to create some common ground or at least some understanding and appreciation for where everybody stands on this very controversial president.
And how about readers of the Tribune, not whether they support the president or not, but how are they reacting to your visits out to Henry County? Are they engaged in all this?
Yeah, it's been very popular with readers. That's one of the reasons that I keep going out, is that every time I write a story about Henry County, we get a lot of comments online. I get several emails. Folks are very engaged by this, as it probably doesn't come as a big surprise, but yeah, I mean, when I first went out in November, right after the election, it was more or less a, let's see how this goes kind of thing and see what you can find out. And as I said, people in Henry County were very open and again, very gracious. And so after that story ran, we received a whole lot of feedback, a whole lot of response, positive and negative about along the entire spectrum. We had folks who were bashing Trump and folks who were supporting him and folks who were just generally talking about the issues and about the story. So that interest, that reader engagement, was what prompted my editors to say, let's keep going out there and following Henry County, as the Trump presidency evolves.